the last day of the Nutra Medical Report Live for 2016. The broadcast of Monday will be a rebroadcast, as we'll be taking the day off. We have, of course, a live program here with Matthew Deagle, now in studio on Monday, on Fridays in the first hour. And he has a website, MatthewDeagle.com. Today, of course, is the second day of our multi-day sale, the 7 for Heaven sale. 7% off, including previous sale prices, multi-packs, etc., and free shipping even down to one bottle. So you can't beat it. That's in the continental United States, free shipping. So welcome back to the program, Matt. And I know you've been doing a lot of research. What topics are you want to talk about today?
Well, I've been mostly researching ancient history lately. The some pretty controversial topics in regard to the history of the early Middle East, Egypt, and the Black Sea region.
And what you found, by the way, these are in history books and in courses at university level, so they're not something that... it's not a conspiracy theory, in other words.
No, as a matter of fact, a lot of the most controversial stuff is pretty much out in the open. It's just that it's rarely put together and shown to the public in a clear and concise manner. But basically what's going on is that a lot of the events as they're presented to us in the traditional chronology and the, I guess you could say, the earlier books of the Bible, as they're presented to us since the Second Temple period, in which they were written down in their current form, is somewhat inaccurate. Well, or at least they've reframed how we're supposed to interpret certain words in the Bible, certain elements, as well as in the earlier non-biblical writings, such as the commentaries on the Bible and the Talmud and so forth.
Right. We are... Well, these writings, by the way, include rabbis writing over, say, 1,300 years of Babylon, yeah, and also Christian authors over the last 2,000 years.
It includes, I mean, some of these writings, you know, the Talmud is rather controversial because it consists of a lot of contradictory opinions and fables and things like that. But in there you have a lot of different opinions, as I said, different statements. And one thing that you find repeated is this notion that when the Israelites left Egypt in the Exodus with Moses, then with them came this rabble, or this what's called the Erev Rav, or the great rabble, the great...
That's recorded, of course, in history, so that not just the Hebrews and...
If you really look at the historical sources besides the Bible from the time, it's pretty clear that there was this very negative, large, very criminal collective of Hebrews at the time, which were called the Hyksos in Egypt. They conquered Egypt and created their own dynasty there.
Right.
The 15th dynasty. This group of, I guess it was like culturally Phoenician Hebrews, worshipped a goddess to whom they sacrificed children called Anoth or Anoth.
Which fits in with the Bible when it talks about Nimrod
Now this is the key thing here is that this practice was condemned by the prophets such as Jeremiah.
Right.
The practice of worshiping this queen of heaven, as they called her.
Right.
This goddess that to whom they would sacrifice infants. Well, as I said, there's this concept that among the Jewish people themselves, there is this infiltrating element of these negative type people from this Punic civilization.
Right, and eventually that infiltration of the northern tribes ended up making them split from the southern tribes and being defeated by the Medo-Persians and then hauled off to far-flung places like the Hebrides Islands, which is the Isles of the Hebrews in north of Scotland, and Europe, etc. So in other words, Ephraimic tribes were literally being led by apostate Aaronic priests.
Well, some of the tribes that mixed with this great rabble, you find they actually, what happened is that the first temple was destroyed. And when the first temple was destroyed by the Babylonians, all of the people in Israel were dispersed throughout the Babylonian Empire. Only later did Cyrus the Great return them to the region, but kind of mix them all together. But not all of them came back. So a lot of the Israelites and these negative Hebrew types remained in places like Persia for a long time. Some of these are thought to have been the founders of the Shiite sect of Islam, for example, that currently controls Iran. But moreover, though, it's not just on that side. An interesting thing you find is if you culturally compare this behavior of these Phoenicians sacrificing children to their Moloch, or whatever you want to call it.
Baal or Moloch. Baal. They had a new, yeah.
Yeah, but they called him Baal, or the Lord. And he had a female equivalent, the Queen of Heaven, right, or Anoth.
Yeah, which, by the way, the hexagram sign that they call the sign of David is not the sign of David at all. It's the sign of Ashtoreth, this fertility goddess. It's the same one to talk about.
There's some different sources of it, but what's interesting you find is that there's this theory that's been semi-debunked but semi-supported that a portion of the Jews in Eastern Europe are actually descended from the Khazars, or from a tribe. Well, if you look in the area,
it was a Jewish geneticist actually was on the show last year that actually stated that 98% of the Jews in the upper class, if you want to call it,
I think that's an exaggeration. There's a guy named
I know it could be different, lower
Iran
than that.
Ron Elhaik, who's done some research. It's tied in with some rather speculative linguistic research and some, I guess, some superficial understanding of the actual historical events of the time. But the main key thing here is that the Khazars, the ancestors of the Khazars, were, if you look into the Khazars, they reportedly spoke a language that was not understood by anybody around them. It was not a Turkic language. They spoke a Turkic language alongside their main language. But the Khazars, they spoke a language isolate. Now, you look in the region around them to find other language isolate. The other group you find with the same type of culture, the same similar symbolism and so forth to the Khazars who spoke a language isolate were the Hittites, early Hittites, the Hattians. Now, what happened is those Hattians were conquered by by an Indo-European speaking group, but gradually that group lost control and the Hittite Empire, as they called it, collapsed. And then these groups of the original Hattians combined with Phoenician or Punic Hebrew tribes, and these Hebrew Hittite combined people went around marauding and pillaging. They were pirates.
Right. In fact, they were the ones pillaging the Silk Trail. They would primarily come from Damascus, Syria, to China.
They pillaged all over the place, but they were active in the area that's now Greece. They were active in what's now the Middle East, North Africa. But the main area where the Khazars' ancestors were centered is called Tauris, which is now called Crimea.
Right.
Right, the same location that's currently contested because Russia has annexed Crimea and the West seems to be really angry about it.
Yeah, but you know that the capital, Kiev, used to be called Kiev Rus', which is several hundred years ago.
In Crimea is Sebastopol.
Right.
But the thing is that in ancient times, one of the tribes that inhabited Crimea was apparently culturally related to the Greeks and Phoenicians, worshipped a virgin goddess, just like Anoth, worshipped by these heathen Hebrews, who also took over Egypt during the 15th dynasty.
It sounds an awful lot like Gaia of the modern age with the pseudo-environmentalists.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't tie it to the environmentalists, but it has to do with Gaia in the sense of, all right, so I'll get to that in a second here.
Yeah.
That basically what you're seeing is this pattern of a common culture already having existed from the Hebrews in the Mediterranean, the Phoenicians, right? We call them Phoenicians. They were actually just heathen Hebrews.
Right.
They spoke the Hebrew language. They just call it Canaanite or Phoenician. But actually Canaanite, Ammonite, and ancient Hebrew, like spoken by King David, were all mutually intelligible. They were all one language.
Right.
Right. So the Phoenicians were really just heathen Hebrews. Some of them weren't heathens, but the Phoenicians in general were. And the conquest of Egypt was by a group of these heathen Hebrews called the Hyksos. There, what happened is they established this cult of this goddess Anoth. The same cult had a shrine and a temple in Beth Shaan, Israel, at the time. So, clearly that culture was there, worshipping this mother goddess figure, who's also a war goddess who demanded human sacrifice. Same thing with the equally piratical, pillaging, ransacking, and criminal Taurai.
Right, and we know that from the writings of Moses that, now, that the that at the same time they were even in the desert, they are actually doing pagan worship to Ashtoreth.
Well, yes, of course, you read the Bible, you can find all sorts of information about how not all the Israelites were not all just devout followers of God.
Right.
They
mixed it.
Given to all sorts of heathen behaviors and practices that were tolerated by some of the Israelite kings. And the result, well, and usually what's described is precisely the worship of this particular goddess, Anoth, as well as Baal, which is the male counterpart.
Right.
Now, you look at the Taurai, or Tauri, in Crimea. They worshipped this earth goddess to whom they sacrificed. What they would do is they were pirates, right? They were pirates who sailed around the Black Sea, and they would take sailors and kidnap them to take them back to their homeland in Crimea, and they would sacrifice them to their goddess. If people came along on their ships and ended up being unfortunate enough to set to land on their shores, then they would take them and decapitate them and sacrifice them to their goddess. The ancient Greeks in the Trojan War, Agamemnon is supposed to have sacrificed his daughter Iphigenia to Artemis, which was identified with their goddess, although they're not really the same thing. I'll explain that in a second. And she was, instead of being killed, she was swept away and taken to Crimea to become a goddess there. Herodotus reported that the Crimeans claimed that they worshipped Iphigenia as their goddess. So these people were Greek in culture. The area was Phoenician/Greek culturally. Now, this is also the area where the Khazars originated. So the Khazar element in Ashkenazim, if it's there, is not going to be very easy to distinguish from the Hebrews themselves.
Right.
Because they were from the same general culture to begin with, you see. The Taurai themselves were Hebrews. Or were at least intermingled with the Phoenicians in the Neo-Hittite kingdoms, which is what the Neo-Hittites were, a bunch of different little groups of basically brigands that went around destroying other people's cities and robbing from them, and are thought to have been responsible for the Trojan War. The Trojan War is attributed to the Greeks, but actually seems to have been Neo-Hittites related to the Khazars. The Khazars came much later, but they were descended from these Neo-Hittites.
Right.
These people were also active in the Levant. So there's this connection, clearly, all across the Mediterranean up to what's Crimea now. The goddess they worshipped was not really Artemis. It was identified with Artemis because of the association with the wild. Who they really worshipped, what I would say in terms of Greek mythology is the equivalent to this goddess, is Gaia. or the primeval goddess of the earth, the Chthonic goddess from who gave birth to the giants by parthenogenesis when the blood of Uranus was spilled on her. So there's a connection. Now, here's the thing. In the Bible, you also find the term for this, for an evil group that infiltrates and tries to destroy Israel, the term Amalek, right? This term literally means giants. It's used to...
One of the terms for the giants, you know,
Jews
the Amalek.
A lot of Jews will use it for any group that they think is their enemy, whether it's like the Nazis or the Arabs. But really what this term refers to is the Nephilim.
Right.
And their descendants. Now keep in mind that these Crimeans, these Khazars, the ancestors of the Khazars, the Tauri, they basically worship Gaia. They worshipped the mother of the giants.
Would that tie in with Goliath?
That would tie in, I think so. Because the Philistines from whom Goliath came were Phoenicians.
Right, and the King Ur of Bashan, who was 13 feet tall.
In fact, they weren't just Phoenicians. They were Phoenicians with a strong Aegean element to them, i.e. Greek. So they were not just Phoenician. They were a mixture of Phoenician and Greek. And that would have tied them directly into that area where those Neo-Hittites were active.
That's interesting.
So I think that people aren't getting the full story here, because if there is this Khazar element in the European Jews, it might explain some of the things that have happened among European Jews, like possibly the Soviet Union involvement, Karl Marx, and some other events, that there's this element that is literally Amalek, you might say, or literally that related to these negative tribes of Hebrews that worshipped Gaia. And here's the thing, the symbol of Gaia, as I was going to get to, the symbol of the female earth element goddess, or this, the material in its ultimate form,
right,
is in fact the hexagram,
which is supposedly
the shield of David, right? But if you look back at where this originates, apparently it started to be used frequently in the Middle Ages and first appeared on Khazar royal seals.
Right, and we know that that seal actually goes back to the ancient fertility goddess Ashtoreth, which is you'd sacrifice children conceived 9 months earlier at a ceremony where they'd have sex with other than their husband. And they would then, if they didn't have children, they would cook sweetbreads to the Queen of Heaven. And they would cook them on their clay ovens, and they'd bring these that looked like gingerbread men, literally babies in the shape of cookies, because they didn't have a pregnancy, and they do it as a proxy.
There's a lot of stories about it, but there's no doubt about some of these things that they did. They found in Carthage mass graves of children who had been incinerated to their idols. And it appears from the way they did it that they were sacrificing their young children in order to get material wealth.
Now, would that be similar to...
They killed their children, then they would get rich.
I'm going to jump ahead.
And is this goddess, the goddess of the earth, you have to understand, the goddess of the earth, which they worshipped, Gaia, represents materialism.
Okay.
This is the goddess, therefore, of things like...
Money
and banking.
Power and banking.
And power. About it, it's a little bit curious, isn't it?
Well, we know that the banks are run by the Rothschilds, by the same Khazarians.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that's interesting, would that tie in with things like Pizzagate, Podesta, and spirit cooking?
We can talk about that. I don't think that has anything to do with it, really.
I have a feeling it's a later incarnation of these ancient rites.
It's just psychology in that case. I can talk about that some more. Maybe that has to do more with the Greeks. But
it's real, though. It's not imaginary. Back in a moment.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. And so, Matthew, that historical analysis was pretty amazing. I would like to see, I don't know if you're there yet ready, but I have a feeling that the latest release of these Podesta emails, the spirit cooking, the child sacrifice, the strong information from...
Well, I don't know. My opinion on that is that some of it's disinformation and some of it's real. The real aspect of it is that it appears, and this isn't surprising at all, that in Washington, D.C., that kind of pederastic stuff is acceptable in a certain community. And that's not surprising to anybody who knows about stuff like the Franklin cover-up, etc. But I don't believe that it's connected to this stuff.
But it might be some kind of a shadow or a incarnation.
I think that
of a more ancient practice.
I think that most of the time, I don't think the child sacrifice thing is so much going on anymore as the mentality of the people who are seeking, who identified with that kind of religion. Yeah. I mean, you think about it, a religion represents the mentality of your culture.
Well, we know that there's several hundred thousand children every year that are missing in the United States. So.
Yes, actually those statistics are greatly exaggerated because they include a lot of children who just, like teenagers who ran away from home and then came back and stuff like that. So, no, I mean, I hear that stuff all the time. I think it's mostly hysteria. But what's not hysterical is that there's historical facts here about these negative elements of the Hebrews throughout the Middle East, going back thousands of years, referred to as all sorts of negative terms like Habiru and Apiru and skull crushers, murderers, brigands. And these are tied with the negative behaviors of the Phoenicians throughout the Mediterranean, as well as their mixed cousins over in Turkey and Crimea, who became the Khazars eventually. Now, they worshipped the goddess of the earth, or the hexagram, in order to, because they had a religion based around plundering, pillaging, thieving,
stealing, materialism.
Basically, their religion is materialism, right? So, I think that a lot of these people now might just be atheists, right? They aren't necessarily going to believe in the mother goddess anymore, but the mentality is still there. The mentality of worshiping materialism and doing whatever it takes to get money. Because back then they believed they could get rich by sacrificing their kids to Moloch. Now they believe they can, or Anoth. Now they believe they can get rich by sacrificing whatever else.
The middle class using these weird money systems that they've invented.
It's the mentality where, you know, just that that treasure chest you get at the end is worth the 10,000 civilians you kill as you're destroying the city. That's the mentality of these people. They're pirates, right? Pirates. And
so how would you draw that into the current situation in the world right now?
I would draw it into the current situation by saying that a lot of the behavior that, in general, you know, a lot of negative stereotypes are out there about all Jews being greedy and evil like this. I think that it's
of course that can't be true.
That derives from this element that which is highly evidenced throughout history as being a negative element in the Phoenicians, i.e. Hebrews, and tied in with the worship of this goddess of the earth.
So that would fit in also with why in so many countries in over the last, say, 500 years, the Jews have been expelled from countries.
I think it's because...
because of this minor element that is actually...
It's the same thing with how blacks in the U.S., you know, all blacks are lumped together. The police treat all blacks the same way in response to a minority that are aggressive. I think that countries around the world develop a negative, hostile attitude toward Jews in general for two main reasons. It's because of this negative element from the Hebrews that are still materialists, extreme materialists, and it's also because of the fact that they always want to be separate from everybody else and maintain a distinction from everyone else. So it creates a discriminatory mentality on both sides.
Oh yeah.
But the main thing here is to realize that this element is not isolated to the Hebrews or to the Jews, right? This Hebrew element, that's a very important thing to realize, is that the Hebrews are a lot bigger than the Jews.
Oh, yeah. Many other tribes.
Yeah. There's a lot of a lot of the bad Hebrews that aren't identified as Jews.
As Jews, exactly. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Academic picture here. I'd like you to bring it all together in a segment, and perhaps a short one to follow, to kind of explain what that means in our current events. Because as you mentioned, it's not just Jews. There's 10 Ephraimic tribes.
No, these are kind of a lot of this stuff comes from the Hebrews on the one hand, which is what the term Erev Rav means. It really just means the rabble of the negative Hebrew elements. But the term Amalek is even more significant when you understand what it really means. It doesn't mean just some enemy tribe or whatever. See, fundamentally what happened in the Bible is that King Saul, appointed by or anointed by Samuel, failed to exterminate Amalek. Right? Amalek was this group which, interestingly, is named after a race of giants. In fact, the word in Arabic means giants. Imlak means giant in Arabic. So what happened is he was commanded by Samuel to go forth and to slay all the Amalekites, to kill all of the men, women, and children in the villages, and all of their animals. But when he went, he let some of them go and didn't kill all of the animals. You wonder, like, this is, seems kind of extreme. Some people have compared it. I mean, it's technically a genocide. But you wonder why it was such a serious issue that then what Samuel did is he took He took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, and he hacked into pieces. That's what it says in the Bible. He hacked into pieces himself, and then he conspired to get Saul out of power. Now, directly while he was having face-to-face conversations with God. So I wonder, why were the Amalekites such a threat?
Yeah.
I think the key is to understand that they were not just some tribe living in the desert there. They certainly weren't Arabs. What they were is this mixture of the Hebrews, but whatever it is that these people in Crimea were. And what I think is going on here is that, just like with the Philistines and Goliath, I think that these this particular group of the Hebrews, I mean, in particular, the Neo-Hittites, all right? What I think the Amalekites were is the Neo-Hittites, the same people who were responsible for the Trojan War, who pillaged and destroyed Troy. I think that they were literally there to exterminate the Israelites under the command of whatever power they were under. And that's why they were commanded to exterminate them, because I think that what these people were is people like Hillary Clinton that want to start a destructive war to annihilate, right? Genocidal maniacs,
right? Right.
Who want to annihilate entire countries of people.
Well, like Obama and Hillary. I mean, we can see their policies.
Well, I don't think Obama's like that. I think Obama's just a bit naive. I think,
but Hillary, he's following orders.
I think Hillary
he's
Clinton.
He's following orders of what your Hillary is more.
I think Hillary Clinton is an Amalekite. I think she's somebody right. who literally wants to start World War III,
right?
And kill millions or billions of people, and that's actually what she's. That's what her mission is.
Right.
When we understand this, this is what's going on here is that these people are literally being driven by a collective subconscious, you might say, demonic force, and that they are. Genetically predisposed to this kind of schizophrenia, or whatever you want to call it, where they are part of an agenda to destroy large masses of people in order to clear the world for whatever their new, whatever they want, which is, I mean, I think they both want power, and if they get cornered, though, then they're going to go with murder suicide. And if killing a lot of people does bring them an excuse to crack down and get more power, they'll do it. But I think that's what's going on here. And here's the thing that's really disturbing is that, you know, a lot of people think that this element is, it's so easy to find information about the Jews and how they're full of this influence, but
it's not just them.
It's certainly not just the Jews. Okay, you hear about the Rothschilds constantly, mm-hmm. right? But mm-hmm. you want to know what. Okay, first of all, this group, these Hebrew groups split off into a lot of different. Right, these Hittite Hebrew groups split off into a lot of different peoples. Right, some of these groups went off to Iran. Some of them went off to Greece.
Well, I went to Europe.
Some to Armenia. Some to Europe. Right.
Yeah. For example.
Well, here's something disturbing.
Scandinavia
to think about, right?
is a land is it, of.
I'm not trying to.
Yeah.
I don't think this has anything to do with the teachings of Jesus himself.
No, I'm talking about the actual tribes.
Yeah, no.
Like,
listen, let me. Yeah. What I'm saying is that, however, the first countries to convert to Christianity were Armenia and Greece, which both have an element of this Neo-Hittite influence in them. The Roman Empire, when it became Christianized with the Catholic Church, adopted in the so-called Christian religion many of the symbols of these Neo-Hittite peoples.
Which would be
for
like
example, they literally refer to the Mother Mary in the Catholic Church as the Queen of Heaven.
Right. In fact, I saw a National Geographic,
and they also refer to her as the Virgin.
Right. It had the caption at the top of the National Geographic.
I think it's very sneaky. What they've done is they've diabolically combined a true formula with this materialistic symbolism. They've diabolically combined what the Catholic Church, what Christianity really in general, the Greek Church, Armenian Church, Catholic Church, all of these people, which are all part of this, whatever you want to call it, renegade Hebrew group, have done has taken the actual lifetime of Emmanuel or Jesus and turned it into and then twisted the symbolism of things in order to put on a layer or a double meaning in which Mary, the mother of Jesus, is presented as being the virgin goddess of the earth, or Gaia. And there's another, I mean, it's all so confusing because on the one hand, the doctrine of perpetual virginity and all of that has the meaning of something good in the sense that Mary represents the ideal woman who only desires the good. On the other hand, though, on the negative occult side of things with these Amalekites, what this means is that she's the virgin earth that gives birth by parthenogenesis to the giants. You see, she's married to Uranus, which means the sky, the sons of heaven, bred with the daughters of the earth, and their children were the giants, the Nephilim.
Right.
That's
what it says in the Bible.
To them, right? To what's in control of the Christian religion, the Catholic Church, and all these heretical and materialistic sects like Joel Osteen and all that stuff, right? That materialism, the worship of the earth, is represented in the negative double meaning of Mary.
Would that fit in also, though?
The true meaning of Mary is that she represents the ideal woman who is only desiring the good and not the bad. So she doesn't cause herself suffering because she only desires that which is going to bring about redemption. The negative, though, the anti-Mary, right? Kind of like an anti-Christ. The anti-Mary is this Gaia figure, the earth goddess, who represents materialism and endless greed, hatred, insatiable lust for power. That's what that symbolizes, the hexagram. Now, think about this. The halo of the Virgin Mary, as represented in Revelation, is depicted on the flag of the European Union with 12 pentagrams, 12 times 15, which then adds to an 18.
5 sided stars.
Yeah. So you've got 666 represented right there.
Now, 666 is also the hexadecimal system was used for ancient astrology to pattern out mathematically the position of the planets.
Yeah.
So when they talk about the occult, it's actually the crossing of.
Here's the thing, when you add up 180, right, what I'm saying here is that you add up 180 lines from those pentagrams, and then you get 18. You look at the hexagram, you've got 18 lines. So it's kind of an expanded form of the same symbol, the symbol of the earth goddess. And they've got these. So you see what they've done here is the European Union is also worshipping the materialism, worshipping the goddess of the earth, just like the ancient Tauri and the Khazars. And the ancient Phoenicians, they're worshipping the goddess of the earth, materialism. They are a system based on banking and materialism, greed, usury.
And yeah, the world banking system is based
on
Europe.
That's the anti-Mary, right? That's the anti-Mary. There's not just an anti-Christ, there's an anti-Mary.
Yeah, now 2 years ago they had a magazine in National Geographic that said that Mary was the most powerful woman in the world. So you're right.
What is the anti-Mary? It's the Whore of Babylon.
Right.
And that doesn't just mean like, oh, it's the Catholic Church or whatever, like some people have said. What that means is the full culmination of this materialism and the worship of Anoth.
Saul Alinsky said, who dedicated his book to Lucifer?
Yeah, what?
He actually said before he died in the early 70s that he stated to Hillary Clinton that she'd be the one to introduce it as the Whore of Babylon, the power of this goddess you're talking about, and this new, quote, super religion.
Yeah, and it's not literally a goddess. What it is it's a subconscious symbol of a real thing.
Right.
All these demons, angels, whatever, this is all in our subconscious mind, but it has real effects, and it does appear. It's not supernatural, per se. It's the laws of nature playing themselves out. But what it represents is materialism. It's not like some demon or whatever in the sense of some fallen angel. It's the negativity of the human collective focusing on the mentality of a rat, right? That's the mentality of the Earth goddess, this Gaia mentality, is to be an animal that lives by stealing from others, right? The mentality is extreme materialism. The mentality of extreme materialism is the mentality of we both depend on something, or there's something I crave, and if you have it, then I'll take it for myself. That's the mentality.
Knowing this knowledge, what would...
That's the mentality of the Tauri and the Hittite pirates. They're pirates, right? So what they did is they would, of course, if they saw something they wanted that somebody else had, they would just go and steal it.
Let me ask you a question. How would you make that relevant to today for people to get a perspective on what's going on?
Well, you have to understand that what's going on right now is that there is an influx of people who are behaving like the more lower castes of this rat-type mentality that are being used by the bigger rats to bring about what they want. So you have the scapegoats, these Islamist refugees, right? Just like you had the scapegoats in the Holocaust, the average Haredi Jews who were being starved to death because of the actions of some bankers.
Right.
Well, now they're using these Islamist refugees in the same way. They're just scapegoats. And these Muslims are just scapegoats for the real evil, which is what's in control of the European Union. The Islamist is the little rat who wants a handout from your government, who wants to live in some refugee camp and then get some government housing or whatever. The big rat is the European Central Bank that requires you to pay taxes to a central bank.
Right.
That is increasingly gaining dictatorial control over all the economies and governments in Europe.
Well, not just there. That Fed Reserve system is the one that makes our money.
Yeah. The European Central Bank is definitely one of the worst things to develop. I would say that what's going on in the European Union right now is more dangerous than what happened in the Soviet Union.
Right.
The Soviet Union didn't have the capacity for surveillance that the European Union has. It is the same principle of these people with this negative rat-like mentality of just ruthlessly taking for themselves at the expense of others.
Now, one of the things that we found out from Leo, who, by the way, they had festivities yesterday, so we couldn't come on, but I'm getting him on this weekend, is he said that the rise of nationalism in Europe means we're seeing the rise of superstate Europe, which is going to be about 500 million people, and when it happens, it will be the most powerful empire in history.
Is he saying this in a positive sense?
No, a negative sense, because he sees...
Because nationalism is not what it has to do with.
I know that, but it looks like nationalism wants to eradicate nationalism in order to bring about... What they're going to do is allow some national sovereignty, but have a federation over them that will be possibly elected.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of them are following Angela Merkel, right? Angela Merkel is a very naive person who is being puppeteered by the people who are behind the European Union at the higher levels.
Right.
They're following her lead as a delusional and childish person, while what's really going on here is that the people who are doing this are under collective influences.
Right.
You can see this happening because when this Crimean crisis erupted in 2014, the other events going on in the world at the same time were all connected with the symbolism of what was happening. The Trojan War, the symbolism of Agamemnon sacrificing his daughter Iphigenia, all of that was going on at the same time on a microcosmic level as on the macrocosmic level you have this Crimean crisis. And it's this, and I think what it is, it's the collective subconscious of these people, whatever you want to call them, Amalek or people of hate or whatever, or I don't know what you want to call them, but these materialistic rat people that are this negative collective that's you know, that's all throughout these religious cults around the world, like Islamism and modern religious cults like Marxism, but is also heavily involved in the banking industry.
Right.
In every kind of robbing and thieving.
Yeah,
every kind of anything where you are taking more than you're giving. That's what the nature is of the goddess of the earth, right? And the earth goddess represents that which takes more than it gives. It means like entropy and stealing and pilfering.
Some move is toward a cashless system with the European banking system to control
sneaky,
the whole
right?
world. Yeah.
I mean, just think about exactly what a rat does. Rats or mice, they go into your house and they steal the good things. They don't even clean up garbage like some animals do. They just kind of take the best things they can find and take it for themselves.
Yeah.
Well, that's what that's what's going on.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hey, this is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me. Snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zipa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. Go to Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop Fibromalic.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
The banking in Europe, current actions of the rise after Brexit.
Well, if anybody has any questions for me, by the way, they can email me if they
lean
want.
Lean forward to the mic, Matt.
Or they can give me a call on my cell. It's 951-212-3777. My website is matthewdeagle.com. But, basically what's going on here is that I'm looking at the history, the historical facts, as well as the current events in terms of the symbolic memory of what happened in the past.
You're talking about a collective memory.
Yeah, the subconscious memory of things that did happen literally and things that symbolically happened in our kind of fairy tale memory of things like the Trojan War, which have an element of reality to them, which is connected with the fables. So the real-life Trojan War wasn't quite like they say in the Iliad, or Homer says. The Trojan War really was the invasion of Troy by a Neo-Hittite band of pirates related to who eventually became the Khazars and others. This group of pirates.
So, now, how would this tie in with current events? So we only have a few minutes left. I'd like you to kind of lay out.
Well, current events are that the pirates are pillaging our entire society with their banks and with other criminal activities like criminal war profiteering of all kinds.
Right.
They are using every kind of ideology and greedy means to dupe us and to rob from us, to rob our labor.
Right.
And I think that is for them, right? That's not the fundamental symbolism of the Christian religion, but for them, that's what the symbolism of Christianity is all about, is the goddess of the earth, or queen of heaven, and then Jesus to them represents killing their victim and drinking its blood, or taking the hard-working, positive person, right, and just vampirizing them. And in a way, it's almost like connecting it with the killing of the actual figure Jesus adds another dimension of evil to it, I suppose.
Right.
But for them, that's really what this is all about. You know, the person in the congregation goes to church and thinks that they're, you know, just supporting something which represents the teachings of Jesus and the and therefore striving to be the ideal in both actions, which is represented by Jesus, and in desires, represented by Mary. But for the evil, negative occult element that's in control of the church, it has a totally different meaning, and it's very cynical and evil.
That's what explains the behavior of Pope Francis and his current actions.
Explains a lot of the behavior in these churches. Yeah, they are this rat-like collecting of negative Hittite Hebrews, or whatever you want to call it.
Interesting. We should make a video sometime in the next week or so.
Like I said, the idea that this, like, it's not just the Jews that have these elements.
By no means. Excellent analysis, Matt. It explains a lot of things. Coming up, Ann Morrison's Thailand.info, the science blog, and the Hours Free, your wellness protocol questions answered. Host for the most, Michelle, will be here in just another hour. Thank you, Matt. MatthewDeagle.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Thank you.